All right, City Council meeting for Tuesday, March 18, 2025 is called to order. Invocation by Pastor Fred Franks of Island Church, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance. Do we have any special guests tonight?
No.
Okay.
Thank you. Let's bow our heads and hearts, word of prayer. Father, thank you for this day, and thank you that you are faithful and you're good. Your word tells us that your mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And Lord, thank you for the privilege that we have to live in this community. Thank you for the blessing and just the good quality of life. And thank you for our mayor and our city council that places priority on God and on family and on our country. I pray you'll bless them for their efforts in that, and I pray you continue to give them wisdom and lead them in the important decisions that they have before them week in and week out. Thank you for our police department and our police chief, our fire department, our fire chief, and thank you for how they serve and protect our community, all the city workers that work hard to make it and keep it beautiful, those in administration who take care of business. We are grateful, and we just want to bless them. We commit this meeting tonight to you, and we're always careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Considering previous minutes, the work session 2-18-25, regular council, committee of the whole 2-18-25 work session. If there are no objections, the reading of the minutes will be waived or any corrections to the minutes. No corrections, minutes stand approved as written. Are there any announcements?
I have an announcement. As we speak, SpaceX capsule is landing in the Gulf of America.
Gulf of where?
America.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought you said, okay. I'll make sure.
With the two people that have been there for 9 months.
For nine
That's
months.
Exactly right.
It's happening right now.
That's Excellent. Awesome.
The Chamber Leadership Group, Adult Leadership Group here.
And we appreciate y'all very much. Thank you. Glad you're here to see sausage being made.
I just wanted, I'm Allie Lewis, Coastal Alabama Business Chamber. Again, I'm here. At this time, I'm with the adult leadership group that we have. So we have our City of Orange Beach Day that Mark has helped plan, and we appreciate y'all and doing that and being a part of that. That's April 22nd. So they'll be back to see a lot more of the city, but this is their homework for their class, is to come to a city council meeting today. So that's some of our class members there. Can you please wave? Thank you.
Oh, so let Mayor stand them up and recognize them.
Yeah.
Are y'all staying for the whole meeting?
Joey's
it's part of your job,
they're
right?
Supposed to. This is homework.
Joey, are you in this group?
Yes. Wow. So I want to say thank you.
Proud of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm proud of you, Joey.
Yes. I wanted to say thank y'all for allowing Joey to be a part of this group this year. He's added a lot to the group.
Oh, I'm sure,
they
he
would
has.
Agree. So.
Thank you. Be careful, Chief Brown.
We really appreciate it, and I'm excited to see what April 22nd has in store for this group. So thank y'all.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Y'all were staying until afterwards, right? So y'all want a picture? Is that what, did you like a picture?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mayor, if I could say one thing before we move on, just in addition to Allie, the Baldwin County Learning is a tremendous group going around learning Baldwin County, learning the cities. When you look around and you attend a lot of meetings, you're seeing the same faces, and those faces are getting older. Anyway. We started a group like this in Shelby County in 1994 when I was up there. It is still going today. And so thank you all for coming, and realize that, you know, your leadership is definitely needed in Baldwin County, Orange Beach, and in probably every other municipality. But we thank you for the time that it takes to dedicate your time for this, because it's about, what, 9 months? Yeah. So, but thank you. We want to say thank you for doing that.
So you've been going around for 9 months now? And this is what? This council meeting. How many of y'all been going to? Have you been through all the municipalities in 9 months?
Oh, we first or last is what he's asking.
Awesome. One day a month, that's right. That's good. Yeah.
Thank you so much for what you're doing.
We appreciate you.
We hope we don't bore you.
Yeah. So we do need a picture, is that right?
Get after.
Oh, they got to stay through the whole meeting.
Yeah. Don't cut any slack, Jeffrey.
No slack right here.
So I always bring up Red Snapper, and for those watching online, that may be, Red Snapper was changed this year. It has traditionally for many years been 13 weekends through the summer, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. This year it's changing. I think it's May 20th. It will go 7 days a week until the end of June. Then it will, from there, go to four-day weekends. So it's changed up a little for the year. The other is that Art for Heart is April the 5th, and I think they still have one table left. So if someone's interested, they could call City Hall, and they could guide them to who would need it. But there's one table left for Art for Heart.
Where's it at this year?
It's at the Oasis, which is Phoenix West 2, up on the 16th floor.
Okay.
And Joel's here from the zoo. Thank you for being here tonight.
Yeah.
Sure, if you've got something.
Yep, I'm here to say thank you for attending our events in the past and supporting us. And our spring fundraiser is coming up on March 29th. That is next Saturday night from 6 to 9 p.m. And we hope to see you there.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joel.
That's an official invite?
Yes, it is.
Somebody write that down, because I'll never remember.
It's Holly.
It's Holly.
What's it called? What's it called, Joel? What's the name of it? It's going
to
be.
This year we've changed it up a little bit. It's Cheers to 5 Years. It's our 5th anniversary at the new zoo. So it's a wine and whiskey stroll through the zoo. We'll talk a little bit about history of the zoo and food and music throughout the zoo, and of course, animals.
Me and Jeff can't come.
No.
Yeah, we're in timeout on whiskey. We can't.
Right. Well, I'm not in timeout. I gave it up for 40 days.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's
I can still come. I just drank iced tea. It's fine.
You can share with the others for your portion.
I'm trying to wrestle a bear.
Oh, Buddha would not. He's not a good wrestler, I don't think. Buddha the bear.
Buddha.
All he'd have to do is sit on you, and that'd be it.
I vote for Buddha.
I vote for Buddha. Yeah.
Anything else? All righty then. Auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interest are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in SWIFT supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Convention. Moving to new business. Miscellaneous. Appoint voting delegate for the Alabama League of Municipalities Annual Convention. Huntsville, May 13th through 16th, 2025. I will attempt to go if no one else does.
Yay.
Okay.
Move to appoint Tony Kennan as the voting delegate.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Okay. Motion carries. Moving to resolutions. Resolution adopting the rental agreement terms and conditions for park usage schedule fees at Orange Beach Sports Complex.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution. Coastal Weather Research Center Agreement, University of South Alabama.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase, surplus, and transfer of certain parcels for the purpose of widening Russian Road, authorizing the mayor to negotiate, execute a real estate purchase agreement, such other documents as may be required to close the transactions contemplated herein.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing executing professional services agreement with Thompson Engineering, Transportation, Traffic, Other Engineering Services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing executing for master professional services agreement with Deckard Technology, short-term rental identification and monitoring.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
Yes, one thing. Is this who we used before, or is this, it sounds like a new name?
No, Fort Hanley Finance Director. This is going to be with a new company transitioning from Granicus to this new company due to the state contract and actually a lower price and some new
Granicus,
things we can take a look at.
I couldn't remember it, but that's what.
So,
thank you, Ford.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution performance agreement McLean Motorsports, Bama Coast Cruising in April.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizes franchise renewal. July Enterprises, doing business as Coastal Express Shuttle, Taxi Service City Limits, City of Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid for construction of pickleball courts, restroom, roadway, parking lot improvements to the Greens, Simmons, in an amount not to exceed $2,705. I'll entertain a motion to postpone till next meeting.
Move to postpone consideration till the next council meeting on April 2nd.
Second.
Discussion?
And just to explain what have the correct designation on their license. So most likely we'll have to move to the second lowest bidder, which is only a difference of $10,000. Which would be Harris Contracting Services, but we're waiting for that official letter notice of violation to come from the state board before we take any further action.
So he can't remedy it?
Not at this point, because he did not have the proper designation at the time of the bid.
Okay.
Thanks, Renee.
Thank you, Renee.
And this is 14 courts, correct? I was just pointing out.
14?
No, we're building.
Plus the parking lot improvements and the roadway improvements along the side.
Wanted y'all to know,
if
y'all have pickleball players out there.
And five more tennis courts.
Yeah. And stop us if y'all want, if you want more of an explanation on something. Just let us.
Is that next to the tennis facility? Is that what it's going to be?
Mm-hmm. It's where the old community garden was.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
You're almost as crazy as those tennis players.
Excuse me, I didn't hear you, Mayor.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the annual bid for grinding vegetative debris to Mobile Forest Products. Unit pricing.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. $8,800. Resolution awarding the bid for a blower package, utilities department to Jim House, $188,850.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid, 2025 roadway resurfacing to Arrington Curb Excavation, $430,395.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving to ordinances. First reading, ordinance amending Chapter 30, Article 3, ordinance for the city of Orange Beach, noise is prohibited. Is there any reason we want to move it forward, or do y'all want to give it 2 weeks?
I think we should give it 2 weeks.
All right. First reading, ordinance amending Chapter 38, Illegal Acts, the Code of Ordinances for the City of Orange Beach, to add vaping to the definition of smoking to prohibit tobacco and nicotine vending machines.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Okay, first reading, ordinance establishing a temporary moratorium on consideration of certain multifamily residential projects subdivision applications. And I do think we need unanimous consent on this.
Yeah.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Abstain.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Okay, discussion. I think.
Yes.
I want to explain this. So, where did my notes go?
So.
Jeff. I'm happy.
No.
Do you need a copy?
And we can't vote if you do.
Can we reverse it?
What are you looking for, Chris? Mm-hmm.
Did he vote?
Yeah, he abstained.
He abstained, so what's the problem?
He abstained in error.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. We got to do it. So whatever we got to do, we got to do.
Okay. If you will.
You can reverse it as long as I can. I don't have to abstain. I thought I had to on unanimous. That's fine. I'll vote yes to move it forward then.
Okay.
I rescind the abstain.
That sound good to you?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
all right. Now it's time for me to give an explanation of what we're doing because it might be confusing. Number one, moratoriums are, for my entire tenure as mayor, I've heard the word moratorium, moratorium, moratorium. And moratoriums are not something that's very easily, you just don't declare a moratorium. You have to have a reason for a moratorium. You have to have a time frame for a moratorium. You have to come up with a fix for the reason that you came up with a moratorium, or you have to end it. Would you say that's a fairly quick summary of a moratorium? So you just can't say we have a moratorium on building swimming pools just because you don't want any more swimming pools. You got to have a reason you don't want them, to find that reason and find a cure for it. So we are moving forward with a moratorium on multifamily homes. One of the reasons, and let me get my notes squared away because I want to put it in some type of succinct order. We have roughly 15,000 sewer taps in the city of Orange Beach. 9,000 to 10,000 of those have business license, which means they generate lodgings, retail, ad valorem taxes. It's a higher tax source. And correct me if I'm wrong, Ford. All right. That leaves about roughly 5,000 sewer taps that are generally ad valorem based revenue generators. Beach is way big enough to sustain the level of services we have. The level of services we have in Orange Beach is way beyond anybody of our size because of the tourism industry, lodging, retail, and 20% on the ad valorem taxes. The problem we have now, future building, if we evaluate what can be done on the island and what can be north of the island, can be 5,000 plus more units. So essentially, unfettered, that growth would double the number of sewer taps to homes with only ad valorem taxes for the most part. That is not a commensurate value of tax revenue compared to what we get off the beach. What does that mean? The number of service uses double or more, revenues stay flat for the most part. So one of two things happens. Your services are diminished, or you have to go up on taxes to maintain the same level of service. We don't want that. We don't want tax increases. We don't want a diminution of services. So, having said that, for 17 years, we have tried to manage growth through everyone who has a right to build based on the zoning ordinance, we facilitate and are perfectly happy for them to build. And we have done that. But growth in Baldwin County is beyond the norm. And I think we all know that. Gone unchecked, then we will either be trying to catch up or we won't ever catch up when it comes to utilities, infrastructure, etc. We're trying to do what most people say everybody should do, and that is get ahead of the growth and evaluate our infrastructure and is it adequate and will it meet, and that includes tax revenues, to provide the same level of services if we have all that single family townhouse growth. So to do that, we're putting a 9-month moratorium in place to do studies to evaluate our utilities, our school, what you had a whole list of stuff here for me.
Police, fire.
Yeah, so exception. I'll give you an exception. The exception is the beach overlay district, repairs on or alterations on existing structure which does not increase density, and pending permit that have already been paid for. Those are exempt.
Or through the Planning Commission application.
As long as they've got an application they've paid the fee on.
If they're through the Planning Commission, that's correct.
Okay, good point. So in this moratorium, the study will be an analysis of stormwater drainage, plans, feasibility studies regarding implementation of improved drainage plans, especially in Bear Point, analysis of environmental capacity, wetland mitigations, and more efficient movement of traffic, and implementation of additional roadways, the bypass at docks, additional lanes on Canal Road, and possibly another bridge at the current, or what used to be the toll bridge. Completion and analysis of wastewater sewer capacity studies. Analysis of the capacity of city infrastructure and emergency services, such as our emergency ambulances, EMTs, and fire. Police. Consideration of amendments to the existing Orange Beach subdivision plan. Regulations, comprehensive plan, building code, zoning ordinance, and a review of parking concerns. So there's a lot to be looked at and evaluated if you're fixing to see the possible doubling of your residential community or more in a very, very short period of time. I think we've all worked very hard over this period of time to be extremely fair in walking this fine line between facilitating and helping growth, but at the same time, not the diminishing of our quality of life for those who live here full time. That is a very fine line to walk. And we've always taken the position that you have a right to build, and we will not interfere with that if you build to what is the property is zoned. So, bottom line is, if we don't do anything, there will get ahead of it our quality of life and an effect on us as a city. We want to get ahead of it, and I hope I'm speaking for everyone.
Yes.
We want to get ahead of that for this evaluation, which may turn out to say, nope, you can handle another 5,000 to 7,000 homes, or it may say, nope, sewer plant's going to have to be doubled in size, school is going to have to be doubled in size. It's going to tell us something. We know that capital outlay will absolutely be demanded if we allow this growth to continue in the way it is zoned and laid out in the comprehensive plan today. So I think for every one of us, it is a conundrum, because I think most of us here are all about property rights and the right to build. But at the same time, our job as elected officials is to make sure we maintain quality of life and do the best we can to keep our taxes low. Ad valorem taxes in the city of Orange Beach, we're 4 mills, which is one of the least in the country, right? Or in the state of Alabama, we know. So I'm sure y'all understand, and I'm hoping Facebook world understands, but it is something we think is necessary with this completely unprecedented growth. So, y'all good with that?
Yes. Yeah, we agree.
Okay. Yes, we agree.
And I think at this point, I'm happy to answer any questions. Would anybody like to talk about it?
Yes.
Now, you're a guest, man. You can't call.
Jay Carden, moved here 3 years ago from Colorado Springs, been selling real estate 20 plus years. Colorado Springs saw this massive growth for the last 25 years. California crashed in on us, hence why we came here. So I still sell houses in Colorado Springs, sell houses here. How we dealt with it in Colorado Springs was tap fees. The tap fees on a new builder, one tap fee is now $50,000 for a builder. Doesn't matter if it's a multifamily, single family, we tap fee everything, 50 grand. There's some tap fees in Colorado and Northern Colorado that are close to $100,000. So you're adding $100,000 onto a lot to put a shovel in the ground on a quarter acre, less than a quarter acre. So that might be something to consider. That's how they got around it. Their taxes are also low still in Colorado for the most part. So it might be an idea to kind of kick around. I mean, $100,000 tap fees is outrageous for around here. They have other things there, rocks and all kinds of stuff they have to worry about. But that might be an idea. Throw it out there, you know. And the builders are happy to pay it. It didn't kill growth. Growth is still happening. They're building 4,000 to 5,000 units a year in Colorado Springs and El Paso County still. Denver is seeing the same exact thing. What I don't want to see happen here is what we've been dealing with for the last 20 years in Collar Point. Every drop of water that goes down the drain comes back out your faucet. There's not enough water. So we don't have that challenge here because we don't have all the water right issues here that we do there. But in general, that's pretty gross when you think about it. When you're putting something down your toilet and it's coming back out your tap 4 days later, 5 days later is kind of the turnaround. That's something to consider, you know. And they did, they also did stormwater. You were talking about stormwater just a second ago. They did a stormwater fee, and they took, they looked at an overview of your lot, essentially, how much of it is concrete, buildings, this kind of sort of thing, and they did a percentage based on that. So say you had a small lot, you know, eighth of an acre, let's say, and three quarters of it was covered with concrete. Well, that stormwater is running off into the sewers and everywhere else, so you pay a higher rate. But if you have 5 acres that's mostly farmland, let's say, you don't pay that. So it's dependent upon how much is going in your sewer line. So just an idea from another area.
And we do appreciate it.
Thank you.
I don't think we rule anything out.
No.
But what's going to end up happening is us trying to figure out what is the lesser of evils.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because there's no upside to this kind of growth.
Nope.
It's going to drive prices up, and it's going to drive cost up. And
I've been there, done it.
Yeah. And for some of us that's been here for as long as I have,
right.
I'm not – there's this mm-hmm. but not image of Orange Beach being a bunch of rich fat cats. Mm-hmm. And there is a lot of money here,
mm-hmm.
but not for most of us that live here.
No.
We're service. We're employees. I couldn't afford a $100,000 surcharge fee to build another house.
Exactly.
So trying to find out how do we meet that, and in some ways the best way is reducing density. That may affect the least number of people in a negative way,
mm-hmm.
and not hopefully affect in a major way the end user, which would be a resident
exactly.
planting their flag here.
Right.
To me, that's who I'm loyal to.
100%.
And but anytime there's a cost, and I'm pontificating now, so forget.
Sure.
But anytime there's a reduction of anything, there's a cost that goes up.
100%.
And you understand that.
Yeah.
So it's a very difficult waterway to navigate.
Exactly. Like Boulder, for example, we call it the People's Republic of Boulder because it's everybody from San Francisco's moved to Boulder. The average house price in Boulder is like $1.5 million now. It's insane. So they'll tear down a trailer in Bear Point, let's say, or take a trailer out, or tear down one of the little small shacks in Bear Point. And then they'll build a $2 million house on it because they don't have to pay a tap fee. They don't have to pay this. But
it's
Boulder
here. Huh? It's happening here up and down Marina Road.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's crazy on how many of the fish camps are gone.
Lindsay, you got your permit in yet? Because your team member's costing you $100,000 tonight on your new house.
But we don't want to see that.
You better have a talk with him when you leave.
Well, that's the problem, because if that continues, we will be an absentee community.
100%.
And that's not what we want. Yeah. So
and that's what's happened in Boulder, for example. Again, another reason we moved here. It was insane. And my wife was Colorado native, and I lived there 25 years. And this is our home, and we're never moving again.
But everybody's looking for sanctuary.
100%.
They're looking for what Orange Beach offers. We're a victim of our own success. And that is a difficult, difficult lane to navigate. So.
Yep. Well, we
will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, Jimmy.
Well, just a question for clarification. My name is Jimmy Boyd.
Thank you, Mr. Boyd.
And state your address, please, sir, for the record. Thank you.
I'm at 3793 Illinois Street, Orange Beach, Alabama. For clarification, if, and y'all are a conundrum because this is a difficult topic for our community as a whole. For projects that have been through the process of planning commission, coming through city council that have already been approved, is that moratorium in effect for those as well? So moving forward, that is. Thank you for the clarification. Thank y'all for what you do out here for our city. I do appreciate you.
Thank you, Mr. Boyd.
Absolutely. Can you move forward with a certain project if it has been approved, even if it's under threat of future de-annexation?
Correct.
Okay, just want to make sure. Okay. Threat, that's a terrible word. Let me rephrase it.
Yes, sir.
Under the possibility of de-annexation.
Can we talk a little bit about the time, the 9 months, that it might possibly be less than that?
It will be as short as we can possibly make it, depending on the companies who do the studies. But I don't know if we'll be able to find one company that will do an umbrella over a whole bunch of companies. I don't know. I think that will have a lot to do with it.
Fort Hanley City Administrator, so we are already working on an RFP with community development and legal and going through. So we've already identified a couple people to send information out to. So this ball is rolling, and we're going as quick as government lets us go.
Do you know who Fairhope is using by any chance?
I do not, but we can reach out.
And this is something, I'm glad you brought that up. Eventually, essentially every big city in Baldwin County will be doing the same thing if they're not already, including the county may be doing the same thing.
Yes.
Would you agree?
Yes.
They've already done it.
So everyone's looking at it in Baldwin County, and everybody in Baldwin County that lives here wants us to make. So, and but again, it's gonna be some tough decisions to be made. So anything else? Anybody else like to add to? Take away? All righty. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers.
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson.
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell.
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock.
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd.
Yes.
Okay. Mayor Kennan.
Yes.
Move to adjourn to the Cal meeting.
A second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned and call the committee of the whole meeting for Tuesday, March 18th, 25 to order.
Y'all can't leave yet. Just want to be quick.
Yeah. We're not done with you. Stay right there. We're not done with you.
Lock the door, please.
Councilmember Silver?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Here.
Here. Unless you're in the witness protection program and you want to leave before. So, consideration of premium minutes, regular council meeting, committee of the whole, 3/11/25, will move forward for review. New business under miscellaneous, discuss lighting upgrades at Sportsplex, discuss ordinance prohibiting commercial activity on beaches and waterways. Do y'all have any questions on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we discuss those forward, please?
Let's see, lighting upgrades at the Sportsplex. We're currently working on a bid to replace the lights on the south fields down at the bottom.
Yeah.
Baseball.
Okay.
And so we are also looking at making a few additions to the baseball stadium with some uplighting and changing out some wiring that needed to be done anyway. So we're trying to
upgrades.
Lump all that together.
All upgrades.
All at one time.
Mm-hmm. And then discuss the ordinance prohibiting commercial activity on the beaches and waterways.
Nicole's
Jamie? Nicole.
You must be the low woman on the totem pole.
I am.
To get stuck with it, yeah.
I wrote notes. Okay. There have been some business licenses that have come through recently that I just needed some clarification on. And Jamie and I are working on an ordinance. We just don't want our beaches to get overrun and our waterways with people just selling and doing all kinds of things.
So you're talking about in a retail fashion. There's some folks
Correct.
Out there selling stuff.
Like what?
Yeah.
Maybe it's ice cream from a boat.
Oh, okay, okay.
Or
okay.
Walking up and down the beach selling popsicles.
It's not the beach chair issue. It's
no,
not the
it has nothing
it's
to do
not
with that.
That, right?
No, okay. We don't want to add anything to what we currently agree to.
That's
right.
Right.
No. Right.
Yeah, so
there have been a lot
hard yeah.
to protect our island, protected the brick and mortars that have paid for years and years to build up after storms and had to pay their dues to protect them. But at the beach, we've also always protected no parasailing, no jet ski rentals, and we've defined our beaches as really the only activity on the beach is chairs. And other than that, we've limited everything else. So we get asked every year, over and over, I appreciate you bringing this up, but just for the audience and for Facebook, we have been very strong in trying to protect those resources and be good stewards of them, as you always say.
Agreed.
They're not
we
our beaches. We're just the stewards of these
white.
Beaches.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's, every, if people want to sell ice up and down the beach. They want to sell yeah. beer. I mean,
sunscreen.
Paddle boards, you name it.
Yeah. What's really funny is when they call me, they say, I got a great idea. Because nobody's doing it. And
yeah.
I say, yeah,
yeah.
I know nobody's doing it.
Yeah.
Don't you think there's a reason nobody's
doing
it? I just thought I was smarter than everybody else. That's it.
Thank you, Nicole.
And those big blow-up water things, I'm worried. Have you seen the big blow-up islands?
Yes. Okay. But that should not be allowed.
Well, we dealt with this similarly with the Tarzan boat. Were you here for that?
I remember that.
Remember that one? It's no different. They had trampolines on the boat and slides.
Yep.
So we basically said we're not permitting it because of safety issues.
Okay. That give you a good answer?
Thanks, Nicole.
Thank you, Nicole.
Resolution reappointing. All right, move on. Resolution reappointing Shannon Robinson to the Orange Beach City Board of Education. Mm-hmm. Resolution authorizing the execution of professional services agreement, Adam Reese, Federal State Governmental Relations Consulting Services. Resolution authorizing the execution of professional services agreement, Grace Stanton for theatrical performance direction, Lion King Jr. Resolution authorizing the execution of professional services agreement with Lauren McCagren. It's close, isn't it? For dance instruction for the Lion King Jr. Resolution authorizing a franchise agreement with Waste Pro of Florida, remove, dispose of commercial solid waste, construction and demolition debris. Resolution authorizing franchise agreement for Alabama Old Salt, operate taxi service, city limits, police jurisdiction. Resolution amending the fee schedule, adopting operational policies, Orange Beach Golf Center. Anything on any of that?
Can I jump back to number two? Was there an increase in that or was
it? No, there was not. This is just, it should have been done in January with everything else, but
okay.
I just caught that.
I just wondered if that was the reason why. Okay, no. Thank you.
Moving to ordinance, a public hearing. Village of Tannen PUD modification, lot one, land use designation 41525. Are y'all good with that?
We are. I see Mr. Gunaris is here tonight. Could somebody tell us what that modification is? Just a summary. You don't have to read all your notes line by line.
Where's Mr. Is he hidden? Where's he?
Yeah, this is lot one that's in the Village of Tannen Commercial Town Center. This was the lot that was going to be designated for firehouse, and it's going to be changed the land use designation to single family residential because they're building three single family houses on this lot. So we're just coming in to amend the PUD plan to change that land use designation.
Is that the southeast side?
That's the west side, southwest side. You know where the new buildings have been built? It's
like
just
the
to the west.
Stand,
that's right.
Not behind those?
The white buildings have been built. It's just to the west of it.
What are the size of the lots?
It's just all the houses are going to be on one lot. The three houses, it'll be under a condominium ownership.
How big is the lot? I didn't expect questions. I was just curious. Mm-hmm. How big is a lot, George? Do you remember? Like 10 acres?
No.
We'll figure it out.
Thank you, Griffin.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Griffin.
Anything you want to add, George?
Yeah. For those of you who were around a long, long time ago, remember the pre-annexation agreement where I didn't want to join the city and Larry and the city wanted me to. So we got into a pre-annexation agreement. And because what I wanted to do violated every single ordinance, every single rule there was, and I didn't want to be encumbered. So the pre-annexation agreement essentially says that property in Tannen, I determine the use of property in Tannen and in the city's zones to accommodate that use. And the city agreed to build a firehouse, which never got built. The architects from Miami and the fire chief worked together for a long time and they came up with what I thought was a fantastic design. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's really a sharp building. And I've tried, Ronnie Calloway kept telling me, we can't build it, we don't have any underneath. Then one day in a meeting with Larry Sutley, under no uncertain terms and very loudly, He told me the city had no intention of building that firehouse and go away. So that's really kind of a breach of the agreement, big time. So I've been sitting on that lot waiting for a firehouse. Well, it never came. So I sold the lot and for single family housing. But part of, don't forget that that pre-annexation agreement says that the property in Tannen shall be zoned the way I determine it, or for the use I determine, and then the city zones it. That's a requirement. And trying to find something that would work there is difficult because of access to the highway. You have to access through the existing roads in the town center. So the opportunity came to sell it for single-family housing, which I told them shouldn't be any problem at all because according to the annexation agreement, city is required to zone it that way. And that's where we're at now. And then it's scheduled for a public hearing. And I question why a public hearing, because regardless of how the public hearing turns out, you still got to do it.
Are there?
But aren't you in breach if you sold it and we want to build a firehouse?
You've been waiting 40 years for
but
that.
But that's irrelevant. You're holding us to 40 years now doing what you want to do. It don't work that way, George. You don't go both ways. It goes both ways.
You've already declined to build it.
Okay, and I'm fine. I'm not saying it can't be built, but I mean, again, litigating that issue over and over and over again, you sold it. Okay, but let's just go through the process and see what happens.
Yeah, it is the process that we need to go through.
Because we can't skip the process.
I don't doubt the process.
Yeah.
But I'm still saying what that agreement was.
That it reverts
still,
back.
It's valid. The whole thing is based on that.
Yes.
If you breach a part of the agreement, then the agreement's gone. Mm-hmm. And what am I, back in the county?
Yeah, I haven't read the agreement. You provided us all with all that documentation in the past years.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
No, so all I'm saying is single family's about as harmless as you can get. And it's a use of the property. If I had my brothers, I'd rather you build a firehouse and then make a deal with a new owner to buy the lot and go. Can't sit here and dream forever.
Well, I don't know enough facts on it. I'm sure if houses are going there, if houses are going there and we can put this issue to bed, I'd much rather put it to bed and be done with it.
Yep.
But again, I think we're not going to litigate it.
Well,
let's just get through the process
because
it may be exactly what you want.
Well, it went to DPZ and it got approved. They made some suggestions. I assume it was taken care of. But, they have to meet the codes. They have to meet the building inspections. They have to meet all that. But it's just the mere fact of after they bought the lot and they looked at the documents and I told them that, the city has to zone it. I determine the use. That's the requirement in the annexation agreement. And I don't see anything wrong with single family housing.
So I don't either, but there's no process available to us not to go through the process.
No, I'm not saying don't go through the process.
All right, and make sure we're on the same page.
My suggestion was just have the council approve it, look at it and approve it because they're mindful of all the prehistory to this thing. And because ultimately, they would object. I don't know what a public hearing will do. I don't know why anybody would object.
Because that's the process. And we have to go through the process, because like I said, we don't have a process not to go through it.
No.
We have to do this.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is
then if we don't do what you think it has to be done, then litigation takes place.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but what I'm saying is the process may come out, and you tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay. Right.
The process may come out exactly as you...
I expect it to. There's no reason it wouldn't.
Yeah.
Because...
We got some pretty ornery people up here, man. Some pretty ornery people up here, George.
I don't want to go through that same thing we did with Stuart and Hicks.
We fine. As long as you know we're going through a process that we have
to... I didn't object to the process. Okay. I just wanted to remind everybody that this is the identical situation as the Stewart and Hicks thing, and I don't want to go there.
Okay. And I hope we don't either. Okay. I mean, I hope the houses, I mean, I think we all speak for, we'd much rather have houses than us have to build a firehouse. Okay. So.
Yeah, get you off the hook for a firehouse.
There you go. I'm no dummy.
That's how you can save money for more sewer taps.
Thank you, Mr. George.
Thank you, George.
Good seeing you again, buddy. Is that fair? Y'all good with that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Is that y'all?
Anybody
else?
Just a reminder that our next council meeting is rescheduled to a Wednesday, April 2nd at the Performing Arts Center, and that a town hall will follow that meeting.
Great. Anybody else before we close up? Anything?
Need a picture with the call class.
Thank you so much. Do you have any questions for all of us? Come on.
Lance, are you in this group as well? Thank y'all for taking the time and serving and doing what you're doing. We appreciate it.
We do. We appreciate it. It
means a lot.
Okay. Well, I guess entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.